Liam, what a night last night. That was brilliant.
Really nice night. It was what we did. Obviously, we had a long weekend doing quizzes on the podcast. So what we did for a night out, we went and did a pub quiz.
Get
away from it all.
Just take your mind off things.
The quizmaster in the pub last night, if he'd sent his into the pub quiz pod and we were doing it on the podcast, I think we'd have found it a bit hard.
A bit hard?
It was very hard.
It was insanely hard. Picture round was in black and white, which I think is already pretty tricky.
Yeah.
And it was name these inventions, name who invented these things. But we're talking about like the Lancaster bomber.
Yeah.
Bifocal glasses.
Yeah, just name these things would have been.
Name these things would have been more than enough.
I don't think we'd have got full marks on name these things.
I think we're at the level of, what's that? What's that? What is that? However, you got a standing ovation in the pub.
I did. And there was a table behind us who won it. They finished on like 70-something. We got like 50-something. We were sort of mid-table. I think I was the only person in the pub. And thanks to the pub quiz pod, the question was, if you get 20 in darts, 25 in a one, what's that called in darts?
Yeah.
And I was like, we've had this on the podcast. I was racking my... I remember what episode it was now.
Who was it?
Lee Peart episode. It was a B&B.
And genuinely, you were the only one to get it right. And there's a table who always win at that quiz. And they actually stood up and applauded you.
Genuine standing ovation. And the other table next to us, who were also very good. They got like...
You also were able to identify this song from the West Country. What is it?
I am a cider drinker. I drinks it all of the day.
And you thought you were going to get your second standing ovation. And then when he announced what it was, you were sort of quite ready. And you heard him from the back go, yeah, shit song from the West Country. Fidgeting in your seat. What's that? Who said that? Who has said that now?
I also spent the whole thing going, I guarantee I will be the only person in here who gets it. We swapped sheets with the table next to us and they had it as well.
Yeah, I know. We're now going to go from playing basically a quiz set by a much older gentleman to playing a quiz with a teammate who's from a much younger generation.
Yeah.
We've got TikTok star Ella Wills about to come on the pod.
Huge following.
Great comedian. Great online stuff. We hung out a little bit in Edinburgh this year.
Had a very nice time.
Excited to meet her. Very excited to meet her, as she's still decided to come despite there being tube strikes and train strikes. And I think it's taken her 2.5 hours to get here. Jeez. So we better show her a bloody good time.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a content creator and comedian with over 1.5 million followers on TikTok.
Filth.
Wow. Two of which are in this very room. We're fans, and you probably are too. It's Ella Wills.
Hello. Congratulations. That is one of the most impressive intros we've ever had.
Really?
To the point where I accidentally just said the word filth and, halfway through it. And that was quite involuntary. I didn't mean to do that.
I mean, if we combined ours across all platforms, I don't think we'd be anywhere near your TikTok.
No. I mean, do you sort of get dizzy just thinking about that?
Yeah.
I can see.
I profusely sweat and shake and all that. And,
you can't visualise 1.5 million people, can you? I mean, like, that's just...
I can't even think of like five.
Are most of them UK based?
A lot of them are UK, and then it's US and then Australia, which is pretty cool.
You're big in Australia?
Yeah. I had this one person come up to me and they were like, oh, you're big in Melbourne. And I was like, what? Really?
And he was what, Indian?
Yeah.
So big in Melbourne. I said absolutely fantastic stuff.
You're so big. You know, it's almost like your brand new soul.
Yeah. Thank God that was just for the tape. If you're not watching this, that was me that did that voice, not Liam.
That would be really bad.
And you've done all this, like, I mean, hey, look, is it annoying when people tell you how young you are? But like, you've done all this at a very young age. You're only how old are you?
22.
Wow. Smashing it.
Thank you.
I mean, as a 22-year-old full-time content creator, do you have any time in your life for quiz?
Yeah, of course I do.
You go to pub quizzes?
Sometimes. I love pub quiz. I love pub quizzes.
In the infinite.
I love pub quiz. But your one was so fun, genuinely.
You came to the one in Edinburgh.
That
I really
one
appreciated it.
Was back. That's probably genuinely, I'm not even just saying it, like, that one was probably the best one I've been to in a while.
Wow, in a while?
In a while.
It's a full-on variety comedy show, late-night thing that has been...
But only pub quiz.
Mate, they have been better.
That suggests that, like, if you went to the Dog and Duck in Barnsley on Thursday night, it might be quite better. Yeah, I mean, thank you for coming, and I do take the compliment, but it fucking well should be the best one.
Yeah, it was.
To be honest,
it's the only one in the country that's bothered taking it up to Edinburgh. It should be the best one.
That's actually so true.
So, I mean,
I am quite shit at quizzes, though. That's I have no general knowledge of anything.
Well, we're going to ask, what's your specialist subject?
Oh, what? Fucking nothing. I have literally nothing. I'm genuinely.
There must be something. TikTok. Are you quite well versed on?
No, I don't know anything on TikTok.
Grunge music.
No.
Tattoos?
Tattoos.
What is there to know about tattoos? You're just looking at me and thinking of things.
Yeah. I was looking at you thinking, like, probably lots of Nirvana. Yeah.
Eyebrow piercing.
Yeah. Okay, so no specialist subjects at all.
No.
Well, that sort of indicates that sometimes that you might have a sort of more generalised knowledge. What is the most interesting fact that you have heard recently or...
Okay. I learned about this in psychology in A-level. I don't know why they're telling us this. Mm. But apparently, when
you're
trying
to bloody teach you that, the bastards.
Like, what? Trying to get
why
a
are you telling
in
me
this?
That, man?
What
so
the
lame.
Fucking heck, man? When you put rats on drugs, they really like jazz music. But when they're sober, they don't like music at all. They like nothing. But when they're on drugs, they love jazz music.
What school did you go to?
Listen, mate, you wouldn't know. It's not a special school or anything.
What did rats like when on drugs? Question of the exam, 8 points.
I think it might be Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Remember, turn the exam page over. There might be a question on the back.
I think I love these sort of facts where guests give these sort of facts where we're not. You sort of debate whether that is a fact. It's sort of vague enough.
No. They actually did research into it, and there was a whole thing that came out of if it was ethically correct to. You know, put rats on drugs to see what music they like.
Yeah,
and I was like,
drugs?
Humans do it. Like, they pay for that. They
what
pay
was
to
what was the drugs? What drugs?
I tried to look into it, what drugs it was, but they didn't specify.
Yeah, then suddenly everyone gets a bit shady about it.
They did research. They didn't specify what
the
drugs.
The cover-up continues. Fucking, I can't tell you what drug. Next, you want to fucking get the JFK files out. I mean, come on.
What drugs? I looked into it
and they didn't specify.
No, I tried to look into what drugs make, you know, jazz seem really, really good. For rats, you know, no other reasons or anything like that. But I feel like it must have been. It wouldn't have been like a tranquilizer or anything.
No, it'll be an
this
upper.
This is all just.
It'll be an upper.
It'll be an upper or a hallucinogen. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be, I think, for my money, it's MDMA or cocaine.
I think it would be MDMA, yeah.
Ketamine?
No, because that makes them...
That's horses.
Yeah, that's true. How much ketamine would it take to kill a rat?
A granule, I think. Sure,
rats share around half a granule.
Sorry, that's such a funny thought, a rat inhaling a granule.
Nibbling away on one granule of ketamine.
Two rats split in a granule.
Picking up half a gram.
Only having a quarter of a grand.
I love this fact, and I love it because it's not necessarily a fact.
It's not a fact, it's just an experiment.
Yeah, it's an experiment that happened. So, do you have a team name for us, Ella?
Yes. It's the one that I use at your pub quiz. I'm going to stitch it because I thought it was good. Brown sauce. I thought that was good.
Is there any... what's the meaning behind it?
Well, do you want to take a look at me, maybe? There's possibly a reason as to why that is. To be fair,
imagine if that wasn't the reason and that's what I jumped to the conclusion of.
Because you're brown.
Well, looking at you, I can guess why.
So is that,
no, it's just because that's my favourite.
Is that because you're a darkie then? No, I just love HB sauce. You fucking
freak. That's my favourite condiment.
I'm a barbecue queen.
So we as a team are brown sauce.
Yes.
Am I allowed in this?
Yeah, you're in the mix of this.
Let's get an arm around him today. Am I allowed in this?
Big up.
And we've had a great fact.
Big up, Squid Vids.
Right, let's find out who our quizmaster is.
That voice is like King Julian off of Madagascar.
I do King Julian impressions.
Go on.
Impressions.
Okay. Impressions, one impression. All right, what do I say? Oh my God, so annoying. That's King Julian.
Yeah, King Julian. Yeah. You have said his catchphrase, which is...
You try it.
Huh?
You try it. I feel like it was pretty good. Is he praying?
He's clever because what he's done there is he's managed.
Don't analyse him, just do it.
It's not quite, it's sort of vaguely ethnic, isn't it?
Mm.
Looking forward to you doing it.
Definitely a white man doing it.
Oh my God, you're so annoying!
Yeah.
It was Sacha Baron Cohen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Go on, have a go.
Was it?
I'd rather not.
All right.
So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz master from the UK.
What? He's all boxed up. Sorry, he pops out. Hello. I'm Darren. Lovely to meet you. Who said the postal packaging on that was a nightmare?
The vicar getting annoyed. We thought it was for crisps arriving. It's a bloody quizmaster again. Each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster, and this week it's a returning quizmaster. One of our, we like to call them our quizmaster gladiators.
Yeah,
right. We are one of our quizmasters who sends them in all the time, and it's Tim from the Salcombe Brewery Tap House in South Devon.
Oh my God, my family from Devon.
Really?
Yeah.
Salcombe?
No, Plymouth. Is that okay. Near Salcombe?
It might, well, Devon.
Yeah, it's
closest we've come to Plymouth in a quiz. And last time we heard from Tim, he was due to start his quizmaster stint. So he was like, he hadn't done a quiz yet. He was like, this is a debut. I think, from what I remember, did he do quite well, Jake? I think it was quite a good quiz he sent in.
It was really good. We're excited for
it. And I'm pleased to report, since then, he's done two quizzes and they've been very successful. So well done, Tim.
Very well done, Tim.
We're round of applause for Tim.
Well done, Tim. But also, we'll be the judge of how successful they are.
And his quiz runs every other Tuesday. That classic thing. If it's not, if you go this Tuesday, it's not on. Try the one after. So, round one from Tim.
Just zigging and zagging your way through an effort to try and get to Tim's quiz.
Yeah. Round one, general knowledge. Classic. Question one.
Got loads of that.
How many dots are there on a pair of dice?
Right, let's work out.
On a pair of dice? So two dice.
So 6, add 5, 11, add 4, 15, 18, 20, 21, 42.
Wow, you've just done that so quickly. I'm still drawing out the dots.
Could be wrong. I'm still drawing
dots out.
not even writing them.
I know, why don't you write the number? I'm drawing dots.
I've got
11,
confused now.
3, so 1,
6, 18, 20, 10, 21. 15, 21, 42.
Well done, Liam. Sorry to have double checked it.
It's all right. Question 2. What is the name for a word or phrase that reads the same forwards as it does backwards? I feel like I heard this recently.
Phrase. Oh.
So a word, so like the name Hannah is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. So, is it a phrase or a
term? Radar.
Oh, yeah.
No, radar is another example of it.
Oh, I thought it was another word.
radar is another example of one. Race car is another example of one.
Yeah.
They are indeed.
So, it's a phrase.
Palindromes.
Wow.
Something that can be. Smarty pants.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Counting dots to palindromes.
Didn't know my underwear was showing. Smarty pants suggests it's one of those like lacy underwears made of Smarties.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, Emma, you've caught me.
Also, there's a funny thing about being at a pub quiz, getting a question right, and everyone going to Smarty pants. As if it's not what we're all here to do.
Nerd alert.
General knowledge.
It is a palindrome.
Question 3. What is coulrophobia a fear of? C-O-U-L, coulrophobia. C-O-U-L-R-O-phobia.
Coulrophobia.
Anyone know any Latin? Or?
Yeah, I feel like it's like a Latin thing because a lot of phobias just don't sound like the phobia. Do you know what? Like arachnophobia, obviously, an arachnid, but what?
I don't know. I mean, coulro, I thought cauldron, I thought witches, I thought witchcraft, and maybe, but I mean, that is loose. That's very
loose, but.
I don't think it's too.
Do you have any phobias?
Vomit.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a big fear of vomit. If I feel sick and like I can feel it coming up my throat, I'm literally going to have a panic attack. I will have a panic. Wow. I'll start crying, shaking. Oh, if someone is sick near me, I'll just start shaking. Like, I'll get really, really nervous. I can't do it. If someone's like vomiting in front of me, you know when like, you know, you've had too much to drink and your friend's like, oh, hold my hair back. No, I'm going to give you a hairband. I'm going to fuck off. I'm not holding your hair back. Sorry. Sorry.
Load of hairbands down the arm at all times.
It's a really good job, producer Connor, isn't it? Because he's quite a mess.
Is he? Why is he sick a lot?
Huh? Just sort of alcohol, generally.
Yeah,
garlic, really.
Off-brand Guinness. A lot of off-brand
Guinness. A lot of off-brand Guinness. He's had more off-brand Guinness than on-brand Guinness, I think, in the last 5 years.
That's
disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Have you got any phobias? Unit.
No, go on, Jay.
I don't like confined spaces, so I don't really like...
Oh, a bit claustrophobic.
Planes, trains, and all that stuff. But
does lifts really scare you?
I don't love them.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get them.
Like, can you add, like the thought of being trapped in a lift? Does that really freak you out?
Yeah. I would. I wouldn't mind so much being trapped on my own. But
really?
I
would feel so much worse if I was by myself.
I wouldn't want to be trapped with a stranger.
Oh wow!
Is
it the fear of the stranger, or is it just
it's stranger
maybe,
danger?
Maybe not maybe not getting out.
I think maybe having the panic attack in front of someone feels a bit more sort of like an ordeal than just doing it by yourself.
I'm not too keen on heights.
Really?
And when I was younger, I used to have... Well, they say you're not going to tell people your phobias, are you? Because it's sort of...
They're used against you,
But you, sorry. Jesus.
Jesus shaking. I used to have a bit of a thing about choking.
choking.
We said your kink. We said your phobia is not your kink.
I could see where that was going. Sure, mister.
As soon as he said it, I could see the like if leaving his eyes.
There's nothing
like,
sexy about choking on a bit of mashed potato. Okay? can we calm down?
Such a soft food.
Right? How do you choke on mashed potato?
Didn't boil it long enough.
Did you choke on
some
mashed potato?
Mash.
No, I didn't.
So what do we think coulrophobia is?
I think it's. I'm thinking colours, but
I'm happy to go with colours.
It's
I do like what you said about witches, but
yeah,
witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Magic.
I do quite like witchcraft.
Let's go witchcraft.
Yeah.
Number four.
How many hearts does an octopus have?
Oh, three. Three
great.
Hearts.
Great.
Yeah. Bang on.
Huge.
Brilliant.
Three hearts.
And it's always the legs that get the attention, isn't it?
No one talks it's about it.
Yeah.
They're lovely creatures.
Oh, you've seen the legs on that. What about my heart?
Yeah.
What about
the
heart?
The next question is insane after that one.
What's the next question?
In which city was JFK assassinated? That's crazy. New York, no? Seattle.
I think it
Washington.
Was well, actually, I would like three more minutes of you saying cities.
Maybe that's my special interest.
I think it was Dallas.
Yeah?
But I don't know. I think it was.
Should we do it?
Pretty sure it is.
Dallas? Yeah.
You're normally quite good on stuff like this, Jake. I'm really willing to trust you.
Oh, thank you
right,
very much.
Should we see how we've got on with our first general knowledge round from Tim? Right, the answers are... How many dots are there on a pair of dice?
Oh,
42.
Brilliant. Correct.
Lovely. Really
nice. I wonder if he thought he was maybe going to catch a few people out by saying pair of dice.
Yeah.
In the night. Not this, though.
Or die.
That's true.
Yeah, it's plural, isn't it? Die.
Yeah. What is the name for a word or phrase that reads the same forwards as backwards? Well done, Jake. It is a palindrome. What is coulrophobia a fear of?
Oh, okay.
Now we
cocked this one up, didn't we? Yeah, we did. I know we did.
No suspense allowed to build. We cocked that. I know we did.
This one's wrong. Next.
it was clowns.
Oh, well, fuck's sake. That's
that
doesn't
know.
Really sound like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What we didn't do.
Okay, Tim.
All right,
what we didn't
Tim
do is we didn't go through
Salcombe.
A list of things that people are commonly fearful of.
Yeah, we got this.
Okay.
Like sick, didn't
yeah.
How many hearts does an octopus have? Ella, well done.
Oh,
three.
Bang,
yeah.
Straight
thank
in there.
You.
And which city was JFK assassinated? Jake, well done.
Oh,
Dallas.
Well done.
Dallas.
Four out of five is not bad at all there.
It's a brilliant
so
start.
Shove up
we
your
always
arse,
like
Tim.
A four out of five. We like a four out of five.
We're
thank
not
you,
we're not necessarily against Tim in this.
I'm competing against him.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
Mr. Smart ass with the questions, alright. Fucking hell.
I'm on board with this. I'm on board with like it's us versus Tim.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Round two is called acronyms.
Okay.
We want to know what these acronyms stand for. So this is not going to be easy, I don't think. But let's have a go. Question number one: laser. Laser.
Right.
Light activated. Light.
Activated.
We're not going to get this one.
Oh,
it is. Come on.
Oh, no. Well, I wasn't going to give an answer. I was just wondering if the word laser in itself is an acronym. You know how the common use of the word laser?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting if that is a...
I think that's what they're saying.
Oh, really?
I think that is exactly what the question is.
So you're bang on with going light...
I think it could be a light...
Never knew that was an acronym. I just thought it was
light
a...
You know, emitting. Light emitting is good.
You know what would be good if you'd done for this round?
Yeah.
You could take this on board if you want, Tim. A point for each correct word across across all of them.
Because then it gives you an incentive to at least have a go.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot of points out for grabs then. It sort of is like...
Yeah, that's fine. That's
blows
really
blows
nice,
the game wide open.
Really nice format point, that. Let's come back to laser. Question number two.
TARDIS. Oh, I've not...
TARDIS.
Oh, so... Time.
Time and...
Okay, yeah. And
oh, this is really hard.
And wouldn't be in there.
And Doctor Who is probably something along the lines of
time.
That, right?
Oh God!
You seem like the sort of person who's into Doctor Who, Ella.
Actually, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. Fun fact.
Really seem like the sort of person that would maybe go to Comic-Con or something like that.
That's an insult. Isn't it?
No, no. Well, hey, no, you're making it one.
Do you prefer Daleks or Cybermen?
Personal question.
It's quite. Listen, mate. This is only the second time us meeting, so
probably Daleks.
Should we move? Is it?
Yeah. I
never thought there was anything scary about Daleks.
All right, Mr. Big Bollocks. All right.
Not
showing off. You know the weeping angels. Oh,
they're
scary.
That's scary.
That is actually really scary.
When you blink and they come closer.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Time and realm. Fuck it.
Fucking hell, this is hard.
Shit. Tim, you've really got us good.
You've really got us good. Question number three, camera.
Okay, I know this.
Camera?
Loosely. Do you know?
Yeah,
you,
it's, something to do with, it's something to do with beer. Thing,
I haven't
it?
Got
yeah.
a clue. It's the, I'm not joking.
It might be, it's what the beer drink, like the staunch beer drinkers have. It's like a little group and they go around to like traditional pubs around the country.
Is it craft ale?
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh God, they're so pretentious.
Craft
ale.
They go
ale.
In, they'll have like a half pint and be like, okay, yeah.
Oh, nice. Piss off.
Craft ale. You heard it, the members of camera, piss off.
Piss off,
I reckon
camera.
We've got a few camera members listening
yeah,
to this
definitely.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Quizzes, oh, no, it's the association of real, it's real ale is at the end. I think the RA at the end is real ale.
Okay.
So what would...
Campaign or...
That might be it.
What, campaign of real ale?
The community advocating.
Oh,
for more real ale.
Community Sorry. Advocating for more real ale. I'm happy to go.
Yeah, to be honest. To
I
be
don't
honest,
feel good about it.
I don't feel good, but I have nothing else to give.
Who are you? Oh, with the community, with the community advocating for more real ale.
Yeah.
Just more of it. Just more of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As in, like, you want the quality to go up.
No,
nah,
just more.
More, yeah. More of it, yeah. Are you a group? Are you a sort of registered company? Nah, just a community.
Just go to pubs, half pints of real ale. Just...
And so are you putting legislation in or setting up your own ale? No, just advocating for it. We're just the community. We're just a community of people. Community that advocate for more real ale. Is there a pandemic?
More, you want more quantity, more range of it? Just more, really. Just more in the world.
So is there an epidemic of fake ale? No, not really. But we just want more real ale.
That's a good point. What is all this real ale stuff?
I don't know.
Who's all the
fake ale? Yeah, where's the fake ale? What is a fake ale?
Fucking, when's that bloody London filled with fake ale? I'm going to set up a community that advocates for more real ale, I think.
I'm going to swig. That's a fucking bootleg. That's a fucking bootleg.
Fake.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Oh dear.
Do you know what, Ella? Nothing. We've never had this before. We've never had 0 out of 5 on a round before.
Yeah.
Only with me would that happen.
There was three. There's 3 rounds of 5 in every podcast episode. This is round 2. We are really in a tricky position.
We're in a pickle.
Question number 4. Acronyms. What does TIME stand for? As in Time Magazine. So Time Magazine has been a magazine about culture, society, politics.
So much of this stuff I didn't know was acronyms.
Yeah,
I didn't know laser was an acronym. I didn't know TARDIS was.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know what Time Magazine is.
What is...
Tim,
listen. I'm going to come to Salcom, right?
I'm going to find you. These are the questions.
Yeah? After probably many, many trains, because it's probably very difficult to get to. I'm going to... punch you straight in the face.
Wow.
Tim.
And that is a promise. She sticks by her word.
And look at that. You're fucked. You're fucked, mate.
Is it the tattoo or the bicep that killed him in it?
Oh, you got distracted, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like that one.
I bet Tim has no tattoos. Fuck you, Tim. No, I'm joking.
It's a really funny insult. Yeah, but you've got no tattoos.
Too scared?
Yeah, what, too pussy?
So,
probably have no tattoo shops in Salcombe anyway.
So this is our last. So we're just passing on time?
Yeah, we're passing on time.
I have no clue.
We're passing time.
Oh my God, you guys should totally kiss right now. Totally.
Number 5. The band N.E.R.D.
There's a band?
I thought they meant the Sweets.
Yeah, N.E.R.D. was Pharrell Williams' band. And they had that song, She Likes to Move. Your girl, she loves it. I can see it in her eyes. Hey. She. Hope this lasts forever. But I don't know what it stands for.
No, neither.
I don't know.
This is insane.
We've never had
0 out of 0.
Guys, when it's with me, you get
we
nothing.
Talk about the 5 out of 5 club on this podcast a lot, Ella, but...
0 out of 5 club.
Right, we've got to try one, and I think the best one we've got a chance with is camera. And it ends in real ale.
Yeah, I think real, the campaign for real ale, is very,
it's
very
not, it's not more real ale.
Yeah, more real ale.
I don't think it's
campaign more. Advocating for more real ale. Campaign again.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't
so.
Even know if it's campaign.
Yes, please.
It's not a strict... wait, what are they called?
Yeah.
Acronym.
Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of the start of a word, and then... I think you've probably said it, is what I would say.
What did we say before?
Campaign for Real Ale. Let's go with campaign for Real Ale. Campaign for Real Ale. So Cam being campaign. We need to get a point.
And that's our only chance.
Go on, Joe. Maybe leave that one till last.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get some bloody suspense in this thing.
Don't let Ella read them ahead of time.
Oh, I've just seen that one.
Oh, yeah. We did get it right. Yeah. Nice.
Laser was light amplifications. Sorry. I just love the idea of someone in a pub being like, oh, don't worry, this one's light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Write that down.
Yeah.
Write that one down.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get that one apart because you fucked.
Question number two, TARDIS. Time and relative dimension in space.
I wouldn't have got that.
Question number four first. Here we go. The International Magazine of Events.
Nope, never would have got that.
And number five, No One Ever Really Dies was nerd. Oh. Number three, camera. We put all our eggs in campaign for real
ale. And this is to avoid the first ever 0 out of 5.
I'd be kind of happy if we did get 0 out of 5 because then I get something for myself. Like I was.
You get to have that claim.
Yeah, I got
it's
nothing.
It's not a claim you want.
No, listen. All press is good press in my head. Right, what is it?
It is the campaign for real ale.
Oh, well done.
Really nicely done. We've salvaged it. I don't know how we did it.
I'm kind of sad now. 0 out of 5.
4 out of 5 to 1 out of 5 is quite a dramatic shift.
It's quite shit, to be honest.
Which puts us on 5 out of 10 so far. We always say that double digits is quite like a nice place to be. So I don't know. I don't know where this is going to leave us. Let's have a break and a sit down for a second because all that excitement's made me thirsty. Ella, tell us everything about your life. How the hell did you start doing videos? When did it start and how has it got so massive?
Well, I wanted to do comedy as soon as I left school because I didn't really have anything in uni that I wanted to do. So I was like, well, I can't just do nothing.
Well, you famously know nothing about anything.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, I'll do some gigs around like local pubs and things like that. But, you know, it doesn't really get any money. Yeah. So I needed some form of money because I was also working like full-time in a catering company.
Sure.
So I was working like 60-70 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. So then I went over to social media and then one video blew up and then I just started posting more and more and then that was it.
How long ago was that?
About 2 years now.
Do you remember what the... Really? Two years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Do you remember what the first video was that blew up?
Well, actually, before I had this account, I had two previous accounts. And they both got to like 150 and 300K and they both got banned because of like mass reporting and trolls. Because I used to do stitches and the people that I'd stitch, they'd be like really angry Americans. And then all the Americans would be like, we don't sound like that. Because I made my first viral video was I took the piss out of an American taking the piss out of a Brit. So I just did what they did. But for some reason, the Americans hated
it.
And then that got like 11 million views. And then, but that obviously meant that there was mass reporting. And then I lost the account.
Oh my gosh, did you start it again?
Yeah, I started again.
How long did it take to rebuild?
I started it in 2022 November and then June 2023 it kicked off.
Wow.
This account that I have now, it was actually banned permanently for like a short period of time and I had to appeal it. And I had to, it was actually really embarrassing because it got taken down, my account. And,
this is crazy. I don't know. I've never heard of somebody bad.
Yeah, I know. It happened so bad. But I was at Plymouth Coach Station, coming back from seeing my brothers to London, and my account had gone. And that, at the time, was like obviously my income. And I was like, what do I do? And it said I had to hold it. I had to get a piece of paper and write numbers to verify my identity. I had to get my passport and my like write numbers on a piece of paper. So I took this random person at Plymouth Coach Station. I had to go up to them and be like, can you take a picture of me holding up a piece of paper with numbers written, like some kind of felon, like this, so that they could verify it was my account. And I sent off my passport and then I got my account back.
And do you still keep in touch with that random person in Plymouth?
Wait, who they are? No idea.
If you're watching, please.
Please contact me. You actually saved my entire career.
Wow. Yeah. And so how have you found the transition of, I presume you stopped doing the gigs and then started doing the online stuff full time.
Yeah, but I want to go back.
So how's that? How are you finding that? Because, we saw each other in Edinburgh. You kind of came to the show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
How were those gigs in Edinburgh?
It was really fun. I think it's a lot more fun for me than, like, social media.
I thought you were going to say for the audience. No. It's not more fun for me than it is for the audience.
The audience are fucking bored out of their brains.
What were the audiences like?
It was actually really, really interesting. Like, we had different kinds of audiences each day. So, like, for example, one of the days, this is actually kind of crazy, a couple had broken up 5 minutes before my show. And they still decided to go into my show together. Like, that's kind of crazy. And
That's really weird. Yeah.
During my show, should we just go and see Ella Wills TV fucking offline show in Edinburgh Fringe in some random classroom looking building? And I went in and I said, oh, does anyone have any rough breakup stories?
Like, oh, yeah. Wow.
And I picked on the only, like, there were so many people who put their hands up. And the one person I chose was the couple, like, there was the girl.
Did they have a hand up?
Yeah. She had a, she was like, oh, I've got one. And I was
we
like,
just broke up now.
Yeah, but they didn't tell me that it was now.
What a strange thing to want to do.
And it was a very intense breakup.
What happened?
Basically, she was like, this is over. And he, like, got on his knees and begged her to take her back.
In the show?
Like, outside the doors of my show, pretty much. Like, on the
streets. And then she puts her hand up and says, you'll love this.
How old were they?
Oh, they looked about like early 20s.
Oh my god.
Something fishy there.
That's crazy.
I don't like that at all.
That's crazy. I don't believe that. What? Fair play. It's made some good material for me, so I don't really care.
Do you believe them?
Yeah, because I have witnesses, because my friends went to see my show as well, and they said they watched the whole thing. And it was like him begging, like, please. Please take me back.
And then she puts her hand up and says, I'm going to humiliate this guy even further and get her to talk about it on stage.
I know. Wow. I was like, okay, guys, that's an interesting story. And then I saw her ex-boyfriend in the crowd.
We talked earlier about, like, wow, I mean, how can you visualise 1.5 million people following you? But you must have in your mind's eye what an average Ella Wills audience member looks like. Who is your average Ella Wills fan?
Well, it's most, because it's on TikTok, it's mostly, I would say, like a 15, 16-year-old teenager.
Sure.
And so, like, because obviously, a lot of people on Reels are a lot older. So if they're like, oh,
it's my demographic.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, I saw you on Reels. They're like usually like around 30 or 40.
Yeah. Even saying the phrase, I saw you on Reels.
Yeah, just say something
on your Instagram, mate.
Yeah.
Saw you on Instagram Reels. Saw you on Instagram Reels, actually.
No, Instagram Reels is worse than saying Reels.
Yeah.
Instagram Reels is like, you're so much more older.
You Reels.
You know, saw you on YouTube Shorts. Yeah. Very good.
If someone said they saw me on YouTube Shorts, I know you're too old to be looking at
my Reels. So the average Ella Wills fan is what, like 15, 16?
Yeah, I'd say so. And then if it's Reels, it's like 30s.
Sure.
Yeah. And then with 1.5 million followers, you must get a lot of people coming over to you.
Yeah.
Is it a bit of a nightmare sort of going into Central London?
Not as much Central London. It's like theme parks.
I guess because it's all 15-year-olds, isn't it?
Yeah. I went to Thorpe Park.
Reading Festival. Yeah. Theme parks.
School canteens.
The queue for Supreme
on the 16s football matches.
Do a lot of work at under 18s club nights.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You're a few years time, going to be a bit dodgy what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I'm a legal adult.
Yeah. You're 22. Like, I can see how, like, you know, like, people of like 5 years, 6 years younger appeal. If that was me,
yeah, you'd be fucked.
Yeah, basically a lot of my fans are 15. I've seen them at theme parks, doing meet and greet discos.
The thing is, though, there are people who are creators who have a big following, but their audience is like, the Sidemen, famously.
Oh, yes.
I know their audience has grown up with them, so they probably do get a lot of people similar age coming over, but they must get primarily, like, guys who were like in their 30s, primarily getting approached by 13-year-olds.
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know if someone who's over the age of like 15 who's like, I love Sidemen. I love
No, I don't either, but I just mean that people would have grown up with them, like, we'd recognise KSI.
I'd be kind of excited if I saw KSI, but I wouldn't be like, oh,
yeah, but like, I think that must be strange.
It's strange that they're in their 30s and you're right, 14-year-olds are being like,
equally, the fact that their content isn't necessarily like, it's not like PG, is it? Like,
no.
I think it's because it's like a group of guys having fun, and like, obviously teenagers are like, oh yeah, I want that.
Yeah. And when they see your content, what do they think?
And they, you know, I want to be that. You know. I'm inspiration.
I want to get banned, man.
I want to get banned 3 times.
You're the bad girl of TikTok. You're just getting banned. So your Fringe show was called
Offline.
What sort of stuff went into the show?
Well, a lot of it was just the stand-up material that I'd like done at other gigs in London. But then a lot of it, like, was people who'd see me online you know, coming to my show and wanting to take pictures. So I was like, okay, I might as well do a bit of crowd work as well.
Nice.
They want to see me. And they were really, like, really happy with the crowd work because I was talking to them and it was actually really, really funny material. Mm. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah. And so have you got more gigs coming up in London?
Yeah, I've got some coming up in London. Just like stand-up.
Do you post about them or do you try not to?
No, I do post about them on my story. I've got one coming up on the 29th of October.
Yep.
Do you know Christopher Hall?
Yeah.
He told me about it. I don't know if he's doing it, but he told me about it.
Great.
And that's going to be really, really good. 10-minute set, so that'll be really fun.
So, look, people, I mean, you might not want our followers to add to your massive follower count, but if you do, where can people find you online?
LOLCV on Instagram and TikTok.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. Redemption time.
Yeah, this is it. Round three. 5 out of 5 to get us into figures. The round is food and drink. Remind us of our team name again, Ella.
Brown sauce.
Question one. In HP sauce,
for fuck's sake.
What does HP stand for?
Oh, fucking hell.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's fucking
Excuse me, where do you sit if you know the answer? Do you sit? Do you stay in this seat or do you go somewhere else?
Go on.
Am I happy to be here?
Go on.
It's called. It is Houses of Parliament.
Oh.
It's the Houses of Parliament sauce.
Oh my god.
Is there any origin behind that, or does it?
I have no idea. I have no idea what that is.
I was hoping for a fun fact.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, you know rats, yeah.
Yeah.
Question two. The German purity laws refer to the production of what? GPL.
That's got to be beer, isn't it?
German purity laws. Oh,
possibly. Because, I mean, purity, what would they be producing that has to be pure?
And if you think of German.
Yeah, I would say beer.
Sausages.
Oh! It could be sausage.
This is being stereotypical.
Are we being xenophobic? Let's see.
You can't be to the Germans, can you?
Hey, listen, we're both brown. You maybe can, but we're both brown.
I feel like, you know, when it comes to the Germans.
Listen.
On the balance of things, saying like, you know, I think oi, sausage eater. I think on balance, it's fine.
I'm just saying, yeah.
I think beer. I do think beer is a really good shout.
I like sausages.
But
what about the answer?
I do, but
yeah, beer, purity. Purity is about liquid, isn't it?
It's building a bit of an image of our Quizmaster team. We've had Camera come up, the campaign for real ale.
Yes.
And now German Purity. Look, he's at the Salcombe Towery Tap Brewery Tap House.
I think you nailed the name of that pub there.
Yeah, I think I did as well. I think he's...
I think they'd be like, oh, should we clip that up for our own socials?
Piffy, yeah.
Come to the Salcombe Brewery Tap Brewery Tap House.
You're going for a quick one tonight at the Salcombe Tap Brewery Tap House.
It would be me, you, and the other community of people who just really want to advocate for more real ale.
Should be a good night. I think he's a bit of a. I'm picturing a bit of a potentially a bit of a hipster.
Yeah, I think so.
Into his a man who's a bit old for his age. I think he's an old bloke.
I'm seeing a fedora in the mix. A little fedora, and he bows it. He bows it when he meets new people. Oh, hello, princess.
So you just think he's a creep. You can't say his arms, aren't you? Oh, hello, princess.
If you're wearing a fedora.
Want to join the campaign? Like...
Hello, princess, you like my fedora? Jonathan Ross?
Question three. The crocus plant produces which spice?
What the hell is that?
Crocus, that's not a thing.
C-R-O-C-U-S.
Oh, man. Which spice? Okay, well, let's think of spices. Turmeric?
Turmeric.
Turmeric? Turmeric? Could be turmeric.
Could be...
Can
we name a spice moment of silence? Turmeric? Good, very well.
Right, it's not going to be chilli powder.
No.
That comes from the chilli.
Coriander's more like a plant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a herb.
A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
That's like parsley.
Just going to quickly just scoot over here. What did you say?
Parsley.
I think you're thinking the same.
So what?
That's a leaf, isn't it?
No. I'm just interested that you say parsley with a Z.
Yeah.
Oh, parsley.
Yeah. But I want to know why.
Parsley.
Where? Yeah.
Uneducated, probably. There we go.
I thought it was going to be like, well, my grandma's actually Italian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a region of Naples where you say Bardsley.
Lack of education. Question four. What is the name of... We go with turmeric, shall we?
Yeah, let's go with turmeric.
It's the only spice we can name. What is the name of the monk who invented champagne?
What the fuck?
Well, that's an interesting little fact. I did not know champagne.
I didn't know it was a monk, yeah.
Can monks even drink champagne?
Also, aren't champagne glasses moulded off of Marilyn Monroe's breast?
Are they? How do you know that?
That was quite accusatory.
Yeah, that's
how do you know that? Were you there? Yeah, you did it, didn't you?
You looked at glasses, I think, or...
He wasn't there with wax and moulds being like...
It is perfect for a champagne flute.
I wasn't there holding the bra.
Are they really modelled off her breasts?
That's wrong.
It might be a bit of...
That's wrong.
No, it's not right.
So do you mean it's incorrect or it's wrong morally?
Both, probably.
I know, I'm sure...
But they're thin.
Can we have a look?
They're thin and long.
It might not be champagne. It might be another...
There's martini, glasses, maybe glasses, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, martini, yeah.
Just Sam, have a little look at just glasses. Glasses modelled off...
women's breasts.
Not any woman. Actually,
you're right.
Sorry, Marilyn
champagne's
Monroe's.
More of a...
Marilyn Monroe's
flutes, isn't it? Yeah.
Champagne flutes, mouth her breasts. You know, they're pointy.
Cora, that's some pointy norks.
those nipples want to reach out and shake your hand.
Well, yeah, they'll have your eye out.
Tim would not.
You can have your coat
that.
On that.
Tim would not appreciate that.
No, Tim.
Taking the piss out of
I think
of
Tim
it.
Would. Because no. He could hang his fedora on one of them. We'd just get him a producer now to find out what was moulded off Marilyn Monroe's breast.
I think it's a myth, but...
But it's still...
There is
otherwise known as a liar, but that's fine.
It's true that the bowl-shaped champagne coupe was modelled after Mary Antoinette's breast.
Right, so...
It was the M sound. There's a bit of truth in it.
What is a coupe?
He's dyslexic, bless him.
What is a coupe? A coupe? Maybe.
Well,
maybe
they are. Champagne glasses aren't.
Flutes.
Champagne glasses are. Flutes. They're like.
Oh.
So what's a champagne?
They're like champagne pyramids.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah. You're totally right.
Wait, no. I don't know.
So, you know, if you've ever seen, like, in films where they have, like, a big mountain of champagne glasses.
Oh, is it not a flute?
No, but those glasses are flat like a martini glass, so I think actually a champagne flute is different to a champagne glass.
Okay,
still very funny to think about someone's breast being the shape of a flute.
It's even funnier to think about a monk doing it.
Yeah.
But what was the name of the monk who invented champagne?
Moe?
I don't know any monk.
Oh, that's a really good shout.
Is his name Moe? Is his name Father Moe?
Yeah. M-O-E-T.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see that
one
champagne
a lot.
Yeah.
That's a really good shout.
Yeah,
and the final question of Tim's quiz. Which bread has a name that translates as slipper from Italian?
I think I know this.
Go on.
I think it's ciabatta.
Ciabatta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds...
And I have a really, what I think to be, great fact about this. And I'll tell you it.
Seems we're all jumping in and asking me what...
As he's making up. Body bit of...
And it is this that I'm about to say now. So having strong power in the world is obviously like a lot to do with politics, but culture, but also food. And the Italians for many years were very annoyed that in Europe the French had a sort of monopoly on European bread. Like the baguette was the famous European bread.
Okay.
And they were like, we're Italians, we're foodies, we should have a bread. So in 1982, I think. They invented the ciabatta, and it was just a complete invention. You think of it as like, well, you might not, but I thought of it as a classic Italian
ciabatta.
Bread. Like it's like you always think of the ciabatta.
I'm always
it's a classic Italian bread that must be dating back in the same way that like a baguette does. But no, it was invented by some government agency.
In what year?
82, I think.
1982.
So like the food and culture whatever department in the Italian government would have been like, well, we need a bread. I mean,
they have loads of bread. They have like focaccia.
I would have said pizza. Pizza's your bread.
But
they said we need our bread. So then ciabatta. And as I've said that, I am a little bit worried that because you just said the word focaccia, and now I'm a bit worried that the slipper thing might be focaccia.
Well, ciabatta and focaccia are kind of in the same realm. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think we'd be forgiven though if we got the wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, a ciabatta is
more
of a slipper.
Instinct,
but
so
ciabatta
think...
is more like used. Focaccia is like a special bread.
And if it translates to slipper, I mean, it's more of a slipper, isn't
Let's
it?
Let's do it. That was
ciabatta.
First fact of the quiz.
Yes, potentially.
Very intellectual people we've got here.
Okay. So, let's do the answers to this, shall we?
All right.
So, come on, 5 out of 5. Here we go.
Come on.
In HP Source, what does HP stand for? It is Houses of Parliament.
Get in.
Well done. Oh, don't they have the, like, a little on the front?
They do, yeah.
Oh, okay, that all makes sense now.
German purity laws refers to the production of beer. What? It's got beer.
Get yes. in.
The crocus plant produces which spice? You could only name one. Saffron.
Oh, fuck off. I would never have guessed saffron.
No, I wouldn't.
Who uses saffron?
Yeah, I can't even think what saffron
it
is.
It doesn't even have any taste or flavour. It just makes it yellow.
It just makes it look a bit nice.
Yeah.
And is more expensive pound for pound
That's
than gold.
That's what I'm saying. A very useless spice, in my opinion.
What was the name of the monk who invented champagne? It was Dom Perignon.
Of course.
And his brother Dick. Rubbish.
<We're> lovely stuff. Dick and Dom.
Yeah. Dick and Dom Perignon.
Flows off a song really nice.
He's sticking Dom in the monastery.
Bogies.
Get out. Get out, we're trying to pray here. Yeah? Famously silent retreat. Bogies! What are you doing? We're silent monks.
That's
when
so
I was
funny.
15, I prank called a nunnery to ask to do work experience there.
That
gives you an insight as to how much of a dickhead I was at school.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was on the phone to a lovely old woman on the phone.
How old were you?
About 15.
That's quite old, to be honest.
How did the call go?
Just me being like, can I come and do work experience?
And he's like, look, listen, can I come and work for you?
Yeah, just stuff like that. And then the woman's being like, well, it's not really a sort of thing we offer. Like, no sort of comedic value in it, just sort of like your mates.
Who were you with?
Mates, just mates.
Nice.
Stood in a co-op car park, having a laugh after school.
Amazing.
That's so, I wish I could go back.
Everyone else going back with their girlfriends. Me, come over here.
Watch We're going to call some nuns.
Watch this.
Can I please...
Everyone going, don't worry, he did it yesterday as well. But Malé was a great shout.
That is a great shout, yes.
So,
it's a great prank call. It really is.
It's inventive, isn't it?
Mine were rubbish. I used to like call Domino's and ask for like shark on the pizza and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was rubbish.
We used to do the sports centre, the local one, and we'd go, sorry, Matt, I've just locked in your one of the... locked in your changing rooms. You come in, I'm locked in one of the like cubicles, and the bloke be like, yeah, just on my way now.
That's
okay, whereabouts are you? Here I am, mate, just shouting at you now. I can see you. And the guy be like, you're definitely in the men's yet? Yeah, mate, I'm literally looking at you on the phone right now. Can you come and, mate, I can't
that
see. Are you sure?
Wait, let me just come.
Are you,
so
are you at
clever.
The back? Mate, I can't. Mate, I'm literally shouting at you now. I'm looking at you. I'm locked in here. Can you stop dicking about and let me out? And he'll be like, mate, I just, sorry, are you sure? What sports centre? Clarendon Sports Centre.
That is brilliant.
That is a really a good prank call.
Really good. Yeah. I used to get the... So the payphones used to have the number of the payphone on them.
Mm.
And we'd take the number down and then hide around the corner and ring them, like in like local shopping centre. Ring the phone and then someone would pick up like, hello? And I'd be like, hello?
Who's is that cute?
And then I'd be like, what are you calling me for? They're like, well, no, you called me. I was like, no, you've called me. It's like, well, what a payphone. Well, you've clearly spent the money then. And then just watching them being like,
who's curious enough to go picking up a payphone?
You hear a payphone ringing, you pick it up.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that is so true. Who's curious?
I better go and answer this.
Were you a prank caller?
Me, but it was just like stupid stuff like calling Domino's and say, oh, can I have a willy on a pizza?
A willy on a pizza?
Yeah.
A willy on a pizza?
Our times have changed.
Yeah, our times have changed. You know, it's different now. Fanny on a pizza, you never know. No, I was the kid who was like, no, we should hang up. We should hang up.
Really?
The police might come. The police might come. I was scared that we were going to get like arrested or something. But that's just me.
Did someone order a fanny on a pizza?
I remember one time when we did the sports centre one, the bloke was like, started it and the bloke went, Will? Is that you? And we were like... we just sort of ran with it and we're like, yeah, it is, mate. And he's like, you poolside, are you? Messing about? Yeah, mate, bored as. You want to send some woggles to poolside? Yeah, we'll do, mate, we'll do. So he thought it was his colleague ringing him, messing about. And when he was like,
no.
Oh, you, is it Will? We would just ran with
just
it.
Just say
and we're like, yeah. And then we're like, clearly working it at the same time. And we were just getting him to send woggles poolside.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's good fun.
That's actually amazing.
Really nice.
I'm going to call up my local leisure centre.
We should do a prank call on the pod sometime.
Happy to, yeah.
Fun. Yeah. new segment. And then finally.
We need to get jobs.
Yeah, that's
can
true.
I get you Fanny on a pizza? One way round. Hang on a minute, I wasn't going to say that. Sorry, Mum. don't know why I'm calling you.
Hang up the bloody phone.
Got my number saved.
And then finally, which bread was a name that translates to slipper? You said ciabatta. You worried at the last minute it might have been focaccia, but you were about to trust your instinct.
Ciabatta, baby.
Well done, ciabatta.
It's a 3 out of 5.
Ciabatta, believe it.
No one make a sound.
So, I believe in total that was a 4 out of 5, a 1 out of 5, and then a 3 out of 5.
Smashed it.
Which takes us to an 8 out of 15.
8 out of 15. Just going to come over to Ella's comments she made, which was smashed it. Do you stand by that comment?
Smashed it.
8 out of 15 is not bad. It's not smashing it. It's
smashing
not bad.
It. Listen, it's smashing it.
I suppose if we were to take the 4...
I'm a TikToker with no degree. That is good for me. That is good enough for me. That is fine.
I promise you, no degree would have taught you about any of the stuff in there. At all. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I would say that Tim, you really, really dialed up the difficulty level with that acronym round.
Yeah, that was
never
really hard.
Quite experienced anything like it. And that's not me saying negatively or positively about it. I actually need some time to digest how I feel about it. But it was tricky. I do think, Liam, your suggestion of having like some sort of half point or point for each letter you get at least means that
Everyone can have a crack at something.
Yeah. But look, 8 out of 15. Ella, we'd like you to rate our quiz. So, out of 10, Tim's quiz in terms of accessibility, what would you give it out of 10?
Accessibility, do you mean by people understanding the questions or...
Yeah.
Trying to find the pub or what?
Well, all of it. For now, just the quiz. How accessible was it? If you're not someone who quizzes and you turn up, is it accessible? Can you just get into playing
so.
It?
I think it's very accessible, yeah. Apart from, obviously, What was it? The acronyms.
The acronyms.
That was hard. That was hard. But if you've got like a really clever cloggers on your team, bring a clever cloggers on your team. And that's not me slagging you guys off, but I am calling you thick. I am calling you thick. But I
was actually being like, she thinks I'm a clever clogger. it's not me.
No, because we got none of it right, apart from one. I think all the other questions were pretty... like you can kind
out of 10 on accessibility?
I'll give it like an 8.
An 8, nice. Nice high score.
8 out of 10.
And then in terms of the range of questions, so just the subjects he covered.
Yeah.
Which is a totally different proposition to accessibility.
Yeah.
What would you say out of 10?
I would give it also an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Pretty high. I think pretty high points.
I think you've had a really good time is what
I've had a really good time.
And then our final category, Liam, would you like to tell us what this is?
It's good vibes. Mm. And that takes into account your entire day. So that's okay. And
you don't want to know about the beginning of the
podcast. Well, no, I actually would like, I think it would be quite interesting to hear about this.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it takes into the entire day. So, like, the pint that you had, the quiz itself, meeting the producer, this pub, getting here, all of it. Would you want to sort of give us a rundown?
Well, the beer was lovely, obviously, I finished it. Although, I'm now seeing that there was a fly in it, so that's pretty good.
It comes with it,
He's pretty lovely. Mm. Pretty lovely guy. You guys were good.
Nice.
Good. It's still quite a nice pub, actually. I'm used to a spoons. This one's quite good.
Lovely.
Getting here, though, I'm likely short of killing myself. But that's just a little...
How long did it take you?
It took about almost 3 hours.
Well, I'm so glad that you did.
No, but it
up.
Was all worth it, because so this was a lot of fun, genuinely.
And we've loved hanging out with you. And I think we're going to go get another beer now, shall we?
So, sorry, did we get an out of 10?
Oh, yeah, out of 10. Good vibes.
You know what? If it weren't for the trains, I genuinely would
Include
give it...
Including the trains.
Well, 9.
Including the trains?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a great time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I've done it one for the trains. So a massive thank you to Ella, follow her on socials, and a massive thank you to our returning quizmaster, Tim, from the Salcombe Brewery Tap House in South Devon, and his quiz runs every other Tuesday.
Big up, Salcombe.
One more pint for the road?
Yes,
Let's
please.
Do it.
Let's do it. Amazing.
Whee! Whee!